This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA published the first cattle on feed report of the year on Friday, January 23rd, with few surprises included. We will hear more from USDA livestock economist Michael McConnell next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture published the first cattle on feed report of the year on Friday, January 23rd, with few surprises included. USDA livestock economist Michael McConnell says that tightening cattle and beef supplies were demonstrated in the numbers.
On January 1st, in feedlots that had a capacity of over 1,000 head, there's 11.45 million head of cattle in those feedlots. That's 3% lower than a year ago.
McConnell says that placements in feedlots were 5% lower than 1 year ago. However, he adds that marketings were up 5% year over year.
We have fewer head of cattle in feedlots, so supplies are relatively tighter in those feedlots. A lot of that is due to the fact that we've had lighter placements over the last several months, and in particular, the fourth quarter of 2025, as cattle supplies have been relatively tight with relatively low cattle inventories overall in the United States.
McConnell adds that a significant number of animals remain in feedlots over 150 days.
Which indicates that although feedlot supplies and the number of animals in feedlots are relatively tight, that distribution is skewed a little bit more towards more market-ready animals that are heavier and have been in feedlots for a long time, ready to be marketed as beef.
That was USDA livestock economist Michael McConnell. The next major report from USDA will be the February WASDE report, which will be published on Tuesday, February 10th. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our homepage, you can find the latest episode of Pods of Potential. This month's episode discusses soybean cyst nematodes and the potential of leaving yield in your field. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.